Today, we're diving deep into the pressing issue of cybersecurity, spotlighting a significant ransomware attack on Change Healthcare that disrupted U.S. healthcare services, and how such incidents underscore the urgent need for fortified digital defenses across industries, from healthcare to tech giants like GitHub, amidst a landscape where threats from groups like the Black Cat ransomware gang and state-sponsored actors persistently evolve. In our healthcare news segment today, we report on a ransomware attack that has significantly impacted Change Healthcare, a key component of the U.S. healthcare system, affecting pharmacies and healthcare providers nationwide. The Black Cat ransomware gang, also known as ALPV, took responsibility for this cyber attack on February 21st, causing major disruptions in pharmacies for 6 days and leading to delays in prescription processing and challenges in healthcare delivery. This incident marks a concerning resurgence for the Black Cat hackers, who have managed to revive their activities despite efforts by the FBI to dismantle their operations. The attack has deeply affected Change Healthcare under the umbrella of United Health Group's Optum, disrupting services such as billing, prescription handling, and healthcare transactions. This has left a significant impact on the operations of healthcare providers and the overall healthcare landscape, with around 120 entities directly impacted. Attributed to a state-sponsored group, this cyber attack underscores the sophisticated threats the healthcare sector faces in the digital era, emphasizing the urgent need for enhanced cybersecurity measures. The extensive disruptions and the subsequent financial and operational strain on healthcare providers highlight the critical economic and psychological challenges ransomware attacks pose to the health system. As the effects of the attack continue to be felt, the need for robust cybersecurity within the healthcare industry has never been more apparent, underscoring the ongoing risk to patient care and healthcare operations. In recent updates, the FBI has intensified its cybersecurity initiatives, targeting threats such as ransomware groups and vulnerabilities in network equipment nationwide and internationally. A notable success was the disruption of a potential major data breach by the LockBit ransomware gang in Fulton County. However, LockBit has warned of retaliation and is believed to be operational again using backup servers, demonstrating the relentless nature of ransomware threats. The FBI has also highlighted security concerns with Ubiquiti edge routers, which are reportedly being exploited by hackers with presumed ties to Russia and China. These compromised routers are allegedly used for concealing illicit activities, including data theft and botnet operations. Users of these routers are urged to stay alert for signs of compromise and to take appropriate security measures to protect their networks. The healthcare sector has become a prime target, with the Black Cat and ELF-V ransomware groups carrying out significant attacks that caused widespread disruptions. In response, the FBI, in collaboration with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has issued alerts to healthcare organizations, warning them of these emerging threats. An attack attributed to the Black Cat group severely impacted Change Healthcare, leading to notable delays in pharmacy services. Furthermore, international law enforcement agencies have raised alarms about the risks posed by compromised routers and the increasing threats in cloud computing. In particular, the FBI warns the American healthcare industry of ransomware campaigns, with a specific focus on the threats posed by the Black Cat group. Additionally, the discovery of the Russian hacker group APT-28 exploiting network routers for stealth operations has spotlighted the complexities of state-sponsored cyber activities. FBI Director Wray underscored the seriousness of the cybersecurity challenges confronting the nation, pointing out the heightened risks from nation-state actors and the existing tensions in the U.S.-China cyber conflict. Moreover, the FBI is currently investigating the collection of potential spy balloon debris in Alaska, signifying the broad range of security concerns beyond the cybersphere. These developments underscore the dynamic and challenging nature of the cyber threat landscape, emphasizing the need for continuous vigilance and cooperation among law enforcement, the private sector, and individual users to combat these persistent threats. In FeedBurner News, we bring you the latest developments in the realm of cybersecurity, marked by a series of high-profile incidents and strategic initiatives. Beginning with an alarming security breach tied to the Paris Olympic Games, sensitive documents were stolen during a theft on a train, posing a significant concern for the event's organization. Concurrently, a massive ad fraud operation known as subdomailing has been exposed, sending up to 5 million emails daily through compromised domains and gaining control of over 8,000 legitimate brand subdomains for spam and click fraud. Furthermore, the resurgence of the Lockbit ransomware group has been noted, with an upgrade in their encryptors and servers. Adding to global cybersecurity challenges, the U.S. government has issued an advisory on the exploitation of routers by the Russian APT-28 group for cyber espionage activities worldwide. The healthcare sector is also experiencing turmoil, with a notable hacking group interfering with prescription services in U.S. pharmacies. This coincides with a cyber attack on the largest U.S. health insurer, underscoring persistent vulnerabilities that jeopardize prescription services and confidential patient information. The advancing threat of quantum computing jeopardizes current encryption standards, raising alarms about a possible cryptopocalypse. This scenario underscores the urgency for cybersecurity measures suited to withstand future breakthroughs in computing. Meanwhile, nearly 9,000 domains controlled by major corporations have been identified as spam conduits, indicating a sophisticated ability to evade detection. Amid these challenges, FeedBurner has launched a server-side prototype pollution gadget scanner, demonstrating a commitment to leading-edge cybersecurity defenses. For small business owners, FeedBurner has prepared a guide focusing on securing online transactions, a critical resource in navigating today's cybersecurity landscape. WordPress administrators have been provided with a roundup of imperative plugin vulnerabilities and fixes for February 2024, a proactive step in securing websites against potential threats. In Strategic Cybersecurity Insights, the importance of prioritizing vulnerabilities based on risk levels is emphasized, a crucial practice for bolstering defenses in an environment of escalating threats. Despite an economic downturn, the cybersecurity sector remains resilient, with signs of growth and optimism characterized by increased investments. Highlighting a comprehensive approach to cybersecurity, the promotion of managed detection and response services offers continuous protection in these uncertain times. Stay tuned to FeedBurner News for continuous coverage on these stories and more, capturing a global overview of cybersecurity dynamics and remediation strategies. GitHub is currently dealing with a major security challenge as it contends with an assault involving millions of malicious repositories. Despite efforts to eliminate these repositories, a significant number still persist, demonstrating the difficulty in completely removing all malware-infected repositories. The attack is highlighted by the deployment of obfuscated malware aimed at stealing passwords and cryptocurrency from developers. The issue is compounded by numerous cloned repositories of legitimate ones, complicating the process of differentiating between secure and malicious forks and leading to a significant increase in malicious activities. In an effort to address this escalating threat, GitHub has initiated several proactive measures, including the implementation of secret scanning push protection as a default feature for all public repositories. This enhancement seeks to address the problem of exposed secrets in public repositories by alerting developers to potential risks before the information is made public. Furthermore, a critical vulnerability has been identified within Mintplex Labs' Anything LLM software, which allows for the escalation of privileges through the manipulation of the setting handler component. This vulnerability presents a substantial risk to users of the software. The spreading malware campaign on GitHub has compromised more than 100,000 repositories, indicating a significant security risk to the global developer community. Researchers at Apiro have uncovered a resurgence in malicious repo confusion campaigns, with the same number of GitHub repositories found to be infected with malware. The introduction of default push protection by GitHub signifies a crucial advancement in its efforts to bolster security. This measure is part of GitHub's wider strategy to prevent the unintentional leakage of secrets when uploading code. Moreover, The platform is addressing a malware campaign that utilizes the fork squatting technique, which is a novel variation on the typo squatting method to disseminate malicious code. Security researchers at Apiro have been instrumental in identifying harmful GitHub repositories, underscoring the significance of this growing campaign that impacts thousands of repositories. This scenario emphasizes the imperative for ongoing alertness and the development of innovative security solutions within the software development and open source communities to counter these complex threats. In recent news from MicroStrategy, a concerning cybersecurity incident occurred where the company's official social media account was compromised in a sophisticated hacking operation. This incident led to a substantial financial scam involving the promotion of a non-existent MSTR token as part of a fake Ethereum airdrop. The phishing scheme, presented through seemingly legitimate announcements, deceived individuals into surrendering their valuable cryptocurrencies, with losses estimated at around $440,000. The hackers utilized various deceptive strategies to execute their plan, highlighting the persistent risks associated with digital assets and underscoring the importance of maintaining vigilance against online scams. In response to this incident, blockchain investigators and security experts, including ZackXBT and security firm PeckShield, have provided detailed analyses on the execution of the scam and alerted the community to the ongoing danger of such fraudulent activities. This episode emphasizes the continual need for improved security practices within the tech and crypto industries to protect against the ever-evolving threats from online adversaries seeking to exploit digital vulnerabilities for financial gain. In a recent development, the Lockbit ransomware gang has quickly rebounded from an international crackdown led by the FBI, now making their presence known on the dark web through backup servers. Despite the efforts of Operation Kronos aimed at dismantling their operations and resulting in numerous arrests, the group has issued a bold threat to Fulton County, warning of the release of sensitive data if their ransom demands are not met by March 2nd. This poses a significant risk to both individuals' safety and the integrity of ongoing criminal trials. Displaying remarkable resilience, Lockbit has not only managed to evade law enforcement, but also continues to target new victims, signaling their capability to rapidly recover from setbacks. Government organizations are subsequently on high alert as the syndicate, originating from Russia, reestablishes itself with threats of disclosing sensitive information, emphasizing the sophisticated nature of their cyber threats. Adding a political layer to their criminal endeavors, Lockbit has announced support for Trump and claimed responsibility for an attack on police forces, attributing the success to unpatched vulnerabilities in their IT infrastructure. Despite attempts to instill fear and extract ransom payments, Fulton County has stood firm, refusing to comply with the group's demands. There is speculation amongst experts that Lockbit may no longer possess the data they threatened to leak. As the group revives its operations and updates its encryptors, the global community remains alert to the persistent risk of ransomware attacks. The resilience of Lockbit underscores the ongoing challenges in combating cybercrime and the importance of international cooperation, as evidenced by Operation Kronos. Businesses and government entities are therefore urged to stay vigilant and enhance their cybersecurity measures in response to these evolving threats. In the latest updates from Security Boulevard, we delve into several key developments and challenges within the cybersecurity landscape. There's an increasing emphasis on schools assembling specialized teams to counteract cyber threats, highlighting the digital age challenges these institutions face. Additionally, there's a focus on combating password fatigue among employees and the introduction of advanced JWT core detections by Impart Security to enhance API security, perhaps indicating the evolving nature of digital defense mechanisms. We also explore the utility of attack trees in threat modeling to improve application security from the ground up. This method provides a structured approach to uncover vulnerabilities. For organizations navigating hybrid work environments, identity and access management is presented as a solution for security concerns ranging from access to authentication. Recent discoveries by Phylum point to a surge in targeted cyber attacks against software supply chains, alongside an increase in attacks on storage and backup systems, highlighting the need for urgent protective measures. The discussion extends to the critical role of account takeover protection in guarding against fraudsters and the importance of cybersecurity readiness in the face of rising phishing attacks. The significance of cyber threat assessments in identifying and mitigating unseen threats is emphasized, along with the importance of cyber hygiene as a fundamental aspect of robust business security. The transformative potential of AI in K-12 school cybersecurity, the adoption of zero-trust data detection and response models, and managing IT assets security posture showcase a shift towards more proactive and comprehensive security measures. The advice against sharing one-time passcodes and a detailed guide for CISOs on managing SaaS security postures reflect ongoing efforts to combat evolving threats. However, a study presented at Usenix Security 23 brings to light concerns over the Android ecosystem's handling of sensitive information, emphasizing the critical privacy issues. The need for increased cybersecurity spending is highlighted, alongside the effectiveness of cloud segmentation in cybersecurity strategies for optimizing performance and ensuring compliance. The rising urgency for effective fraud detection underscores the need to safeguard digital domains against fraudsters targeting familiar customer behaviors. As we continue to navigate the ever-changing cybersecurity landscape, Security Boulevard remains committed to bringing you the latest insights and updates, stressing the importance of staying ahead in addressing cybersecurity challenges and advancements. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to catch our next weekly cybersecurity episode for more insights and updates. Stay safe, and see you then.